Religion has been removed from our schools. They're teaching kids that they don't need God.
The new movie God's Not Dead, We the People, releasing as a Fathom event next week, once again explores the relationship between religious liberty and a hostile secular culture. Actor David A.R. White reprises his familiar role as Pastor David Hill. This time around, some folks at his church have established a homeschooling co-op. But when a social worker evaluates the curriculum, she reports back to state authorities that it doesn't meet government standards. The social worker tells the homeschooling families that refusal to meet state educational guidelines could result in their children being taken away from them, financial fines, and even criminal charges. Pastor David knows the cost of fighting political battles for the cause of religious liberty, but God moves him to lead these families in their battle anyway. Eventually, they testify before a congressional committee full of politicians who seem determined to limit Christians' religious freedom.
See those statues and those monuments out there? They say, "You work for us."
You are out of order, Mr. Hill.
A government of the people, by the people, for the people.
God's Not Dead, We the People challenges American Christians not to take religious freedom for granted. It offers a glimpse at one church's brave attempt to do exactly that. Content-wise, there's a dramatic car accident. We also see someone drinking wine with a meal. Other than those minor issues, the latest God's Not Dead film once again reminds us to fight for our faith and the freedom to express it. So we're giving it a 4.5 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. I'm Adam Holtz for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.